the 19th day of the Omer, the Kenyan Torah of Mir Tainug, and the Sphira of Hod Shebeseferis. The Midrash Shmuel brings down that this seems to contradict the earlier Brisa in Perkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, where it says, Pas melech tochal, etc., etc., v'chaye tzar tichya, they shall lead a life of suffering. As that Mishnah talks about inuyim, ways of afflicting yourself, as opposed to merely minimizing one's enjoyment of pleasure. He answers that the Mishnah is introduced with the phrase Kach hi darka shel Torah to illustrate that Torah is still a necessity for someone who's forced to live a life in which you have pas melech tochal. Even though learning Torah when you don't have parnasa is difficult, as we said when we were talking about miyot Torah, it is still necessary to learn Torah. However, for someone who is of means, the Midrash Shmuel says on that brisa in Mishnah Dalet, a life of pas melech tochal is not necessary. For him, he just needs to cut back on his tainug. Perhaps this idea is most evident from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, with the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. The Mishnayos in the second parak of Perkei Avos tells that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was one of the top talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. However, he chose to move to a place known for physical pampering instead of the yeshiva in Yavne, and consequently forgot all of his learning. When he tried to read the pasuk of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, he read HaChoresh Hayalibam. Perhaps you can suggest that the message behind this mistake was that the heart was deaf, was Choresh, from hearing the rationale to go to Yavne, because it was too preoccupied in seeing the greener grass on the other side, in a more literal sense. The Sphira of Hod Shebeseferis talks about the beauty within harmony. What we see from the idea of Miyot Tainug is that true beauty does not always come from that which is aesthetically pleasing on a superficial level. By being mimai our physical pleasures, we can come to find pleasure in that which is more sublime and meaningful. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Perikov Yotes, Pasuk Tzadi Beis, refers to Torah as Shashua, translated as my delight, and it also says in Tehillim, Perik Yotes, Pasuk Tes, that Pekudai Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilev. When you don't have the fleeting mirage of physical pleasure stopping you, you can really delve into, find real joy in, and therefore be Kona the Torah.